You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Understanding that God has loved us with a selfless love is the starting point of our becoming a blessing to others. Dig deeper into this topic and this message from our new series, Selfless.
Magandang hapon. Good afternoon. By the Spirit of God, I believe all of us will not only understand, but will be moved to have selfless love for others. Okay? Yung series nating Selfless, God places us in family so that we can be more selfless. Because living with me, my family became more selfless, okay? They become more patient. No, it worked both ways, okay? But yun nga, I'm wrapping up this series, Selfless, and I want to take this time actually to honor Pastor Alfred and Belen, of course, the leadership of this church, Pastor Mark Inderzel and the others. You have a tremendous pastors overseeing you. It's such a privilege to be pastored by them. So continue to uphold them, pray for them, bless them, okay? Stand with them. You know, command them in the Bible, right? To pray for your leaders, to pray for your pastors, okay? So that their job will not be a burden, right? Para hindi burden, but it will be joyful, okay? So it will be for your benefit na ipagpipray nyo sila, okay? So, okay, going back to the series natin, Selfless, I want everyone to stand up as we read the scripture, because we're going to talk about, as we wrap up this series, we talked about being selfless or selfless love for our spouse, for our family, or the relationships around us. And today we're going to talk about being selfless to others, especially to the underprivileged, those that the society ignores. And I want to read from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. Okay, verse 4 says, but God, say that with me, but God. Okay, but God being rich in mercy because of the great love, okay, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved, okay? And then, and raised us up with him, seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Let's pray, Father, bless the preaching of your word. I pray that let your loving kindness, your grace be manifested this afternoon to your people so that in turn we can manifest it to others. And so I pray that you would give me wisdom and insight. Open our hearts and our minds to receive and to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can go ahead and take your seats. You know, as I've been studying and praying about this message, do you know that when you think about it, our world is supposed to be becoming better and better. There's more knowledge, information out there to make the world supposed to be a better place. In fact, they say that, you know, every 3 years, the knowledge that is, the information out there doubles. Can you imagine that? Every 3 years, nagdodoble yung hindi natin alam if you don't go out there. With the advent of internet, wiki, and all of these things, and yet, pag inisip mo, parang dapat magiging better and better in your world. But studies have shown on the contrary, baliktad daw. Do you know that almost 80% of people, okay, say that they are ruder, mas bastos daw, mas balasubas to each other than 10 years ago? 10 years, kumbaga, imagine that, mas selfish daw yung tao ngayon. Mas rude compared to 10 years ago. And this is most evident, sabi nila, in airports and in highways o sa daan. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, mas mabait ka 10 years ago. Imagine, this is a poll. Si Gallup ang gumawa ng poll, no? Ang survey na to. Can you imagine that? People are more rude today than 10 years ago. So, in other words, the world that we live in is not getting better, it's getting worse. It's getting more selfish. Kaya nga tayo may series na ito, dapat selfless. And you know what? This does not surprise me. Hindi ako nagulat nung nabasa ko to. You know why? Paul already Okay, the Apostle Paul already predicted this. Okay, in his epistle. In fact, yung verses 1 to 3, binasa natin is verse 4, right? Look at verses 1 to 3 of Ephesians chapter 2. What does it say? And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world. This world daw, yun yung daan niya. The path of sinfulness, selfishness, rudeness, violence, and rage. Ang daming road rage, di ba? May road rage, may text rage, may Facebook rage pa, di ba? Lalo na ng election, kung ano na nangyari, right? Kung ano nung rage na out there, there's so much, because that's the path of the world. The course of the world is towards sinfulness, is toward rudeness. Okay, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is at work. So there's something at work in the world. And nangyari, if we are not only not conscious of it, but if we don't experience something transformational, that is where we are all headed. Doon tayo papunta. The world is becoming worse and worse. And so, tapusin natin yung verse na to. Following the prince of the power, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Yun ang yari. There's a lot of lawlessness, disobedience, selfishness in the world. Okay? Yun yung papunta ang mundo. So, isipin mo, paano yan, pastor? Kung ganun, meron pa bang hope? Or how do we reverse the trend? How do we turn around the world? How do we make the world a better place to be or to live in? Right? Where do we begin? To change, to transform. I once heard a famous poet say that if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Ganun ba? Is it start just with us? Actually, I believe it doesn't begin with the man in the mirror. If you want true change in this world, it doesn't begin with the man in the mirror. It begins with the one who created the mirror. We begin with God. That's why verse 4, anong binasa natin? The first two words is very critical. But God. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, but God. But God. Again, one more. Sabay-sabay tayo. 1, 2, 3. But God. Very, very important. But God. May English lesson tayong konti. The word but is a connector. Diba? Connector yun. Ibig sabihin, yung sinasabi niya, after this, ang connected to is the one preceding it. Yung verses 1 to 3, ang condition. A hopeless world, a world that's becoming worse and worse. And then yung binasa natin, the world is becoming better and better. Ang connection nun, but God. Selflessness begins with God. Wherever you are today, maybe you're married, maybe your spouse is very selfish. Maybe your spouse has hurt you and done all of these things, and you're saying, Lord, is there hope? Pastor, is there hope? Hindi mo alam kung anong ginawa niya. Hindi mo alam what I'm going through. The Bible says, but God. Maybe in your office, it's so rude and sinful and all of these things. And pastor, wala na yata pag-asa. Let me tell you, but God. In your campus, sabi mo, yung mga estudyante, pag gano'n na, pa-worse na pa-worse. I'm telling you, but God. Wherever you are today, where you think it's hopeless and getting worse and becoming more selfish, we need to believe God and declare, but God. That is the starting point of selflessness. The starting point is not us. Loving others, being compassionate, it does not begin with us. If it begins with you, you will not be able to sustain it. It's unsustainable because there's a lot of needs out there. Hindi natin kaya yon. Paul starts with God. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love which He loved us. which He loved us. God is in the business of transforming selfish people to selfless people. And if we are to love others, because sometimes nga, the people we love, mahirap na tayo, sa family natin sometimes. Mahirap na, di ba? Pag nag-aaway kayo, pag makulit yung anak, or di ba, for your children, sometimes, di ba, yung parents mo, anong ginagawa? Sometimes it's hard to love the people that supposedly are loved ones. Eh, lalo na yung hindi ating kilala. Lalo na yung sa mundo out there, right? That's why it cannot begin with us. Paul says, begin with God. But God. The starting point of becoming selfless people so that we can start loving others is to experience the richness of God's grace and kindness and love. Paul describes God, but God who is rich. I like that. God is rich. Do you know that? God is so rich. Sobrang yaman ni Lord. Kung marami kang utang, and God is your God, you're in a great place. Walang sinabi yung utang mo sa riches ni God. God is rich, right? God is so rich. But the Bible says God is rich first and foremost in mercy and in love and in grace and in kindness. He is rich in all of these things. And if you want to be rich in life, we need to experience that first. We need to experience. Kasi ibig sasabihin niyo, Lord, Pastor, paano ba ako magiging generous sa others or compassionate sa others? Eh, hindi naman ako rich. Wala naman akong pwedeng ibigay. Let me tell you, when you experience the fullness of God's grace and mercy and kindness and love, when you experience the fullness and richness of that, you cannot help but be the same. To give out, to be generous, to give the same kind of mercy and kindness to others. Amen? It begins with God. We need to experience that. Hindi mo pwedeng sustain yun. Because people, you know, there are people out there who do a lot of good works, who right? Kind, but the motivation is totally different. That's why it's not sustainable. Motivation is totally different. And you know what? All of God's grace, let me tell you, listen to me. All of God's grace and kindness and love are found nowhere else except in our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only place where you will truly find it. Kasi kung ang origin na is man, mauubusan. Mauubusan yung grace mo. Mauubusan yung mercy mo. Mauubusan yung love mo. Kung ang origin lang, ikaw. Because all of the richness and fullness of God's grace and mercy is found nowhere else except in Jesus Christ. That's why the journey from selfish to selfless, especially being selfless to others, begins with God. But it's experience in Christ. Begins with God in Christ. Look what it says in the following verses. In Christ, we were made alive together with Him. We were made alive. We were dead, but now we're alive. Can you imagine? We were dead. And when the Bible says dead, it doesn't mean just physically dead, napatay na tayo. Because the word dead literally means, the original language means missing. May kulang. In other words, you can breathe, you can live your life, but there's something missing. There's a void inside. That's what spiritual death is all about. We were spiritually dead apart from Christ because of our sins. Verses 1 to 3, dinescribe yun. We were dead in our transgressions. Something was missing. Spiritually dead. But in Christ, we experienced the fullness of His mercy. Nakita niya tayo and said, I'm gonna come in and save these people by grace. It's not because you're mayaman ka, not because you're influential or powerful or matalino ka or guwapo ka or maganda ka. It's not because of any. Because He was rich in mercy. Mercy means we get something, we don't get something that we deserve. Diba? Mercy, kung may kasalanan ka, pag binigyan ka ng mercy, tatanggalin yung punishment. Grace, ibaliktad naman. We get something we don't deserve. God is rich in mercy and grace found in Jesus Christ at the cross. We were supposed to get death and curses, but because of Jesus Christ, instead of curse, we receive a blessing. That's grace and mercy found the cross and cross alone. And that's why itong selflessness begins with God. And let me tell you, how many of you have encountered God and given your lives to the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you raise your hand? Let me tell you, transformational work, selfless, selfish to selfless. And we were made by God to not only experience, but to express that. Because it's found in Christ, and it's supposed to for us to reflect and express that. I remember my own life. I was, you know, I came from, well-to-do family, middle-class family. You know, we had helpers, and I did not have to do much. You know, pag summer, ano lang, gawin mo tong chore na to, I'll give you some extra money. Ganun lang. But something happened to me when I got saved by the grace of God when I was a freshman student in the university. Something happened. I was very, very selfish. All I could think of was me. Me, me, me. You know, I was not really a bad guy or a pretty good guy. Pero inside, there's a lot of selfishness. It's all about me. Right? When I got saved, something happened. You know, when we were, I remember that. I was a brand new Christian, probably a week old. When we were at the dining table, we were eating. There's something inside of me that, you know, wanted to express that love and gratitude to God, that grace. Bigla na lang, kinuha ko lahat ng mga plato, nung tatasa kumain, hinugasan ko lahat. Because parang, wow, I wanted to serve my family. And lahat sila, what happened? Ano nangyari sa'yo? And so I explained that I got saved. Of course, that resulted in my persecution. Na-persecute ako, but it's okay. I mean, ganun talaga yon. But yun yung natural way. Selfish to selfless. That's why compassion, loving others, does not begin with us. Diba? Pero tayo mamigay out of guilt or, you know, yung iba, magbigay tayo to help others para, you know, may pangalan natin nandiyan. I mean, different things. But yung totally because God did something. It's a transformational work. It's long-lasting. And it's natural. Kasi ganun si Lord eh. God is so gracious. I want to be gracious and show that love and mercy. That's the only way this will work. Amen? From spoiled to being a servant, we were made to be selfless and compassionate in Christ. And let me tell you, you may not feel like it, but because if you have experienced the compassion and the love and the mercy of God, it should come out. You will know them by their fruit. You will know that you are really in Christ if this is reflected in your life. Pag totoo. Because a lot of people can claim many things. Oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, but look at their lives. Examine their lives. Lalabas yan. And let me tell you, if you have truly been born again by the Spirit of God, if you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that is part of who you are. Compassionate, loving, selfless. Of course, we're not perfect. God's still changing us. There are still areas where maybe we were sinful, impatient, especially the driving. Diba? Sometimes, meron pa rin. But overall, binago ni Lord inside. Wala nang missing. Dati missing, diba? But God made us alive. We are complete in Christ. That's why, let me tell you, that is who you are. Compassionate. You may not feel like it. Di mo man alam kung anong dapat gawin, but there's something inside of you. And I believe that is the one that compels you. Internal. Hindi because pinipressure ka ng pastor mo na victory complete, oh, kailangan gawin mo to. Kailangan magbigay ka. No, no, no. It's something inside of you. Amen? Okay. And I believe being selfless, compassionate, being loving to others, having others experience selfless love from us. It begins with God. I mean, the scripture always rings a bell. Everything I do, Romans chapter 11 says, it's not there, but the scripture says, for from him and through him and to him are all things. From him and through him and to him are all things. In other words, not only the selfless love for others begin with God. It is through him, it's through Christ that we can, okay, not only experience, but allow others to experience this. And you know what will happen when we keep doing that? Because that's part of who we are. That's part of our calling. And I'm calling it forth right now. That's who you are. You don't have to decide, Lord, compassionate ba ako? Kailangan ko ba mga? You don't have to do anything because it's inside of you. Hindi ka namin kailangan pilitin. But if you're truly are walking with God, lalabas yan. Okay? It's true. It's from him and through him, through Christ and to him. That means all glory. Everything that we do will point back to Christ. It will bring glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It brings glory to our Heavenly Father. From him, through him, and to him are all things. When we express that selfless love, it brings glory to God. We honor him when we express selfless love, when we go out of our way to help others. Look at this. Verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2. I want to make a point here. For we are his workmanship. Sabi mo together. Workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance or beforehand that we should walk in them. God prepared something for us to walk in. And ano yun? Good works. Why? Because we are his workmanship. Now the word workmanship literally means, in the original language, a poem. Poem. Tignan mo katabi mo. Mukhang bang poem yung katabi mo? Anong klaseng poem? Haiku. Maliit lang. Di ba? Maikse. Or mahaba. But mas maintindihan natin yung poem, at least in those, kasi nung mas una, a lot of, these are the Greeks, right? Mahandami silang writing. But it's, literally, it's a masterpiece. That's what the author literally means. A masterpiece. Okay? You are God's masterpiece. Can you imagine that? God's masterpiece. Tingnan mo yung katabi, mukha mo masterpiece yan. Mukha bang obra maestra? Masterpiece. He or she may not look like that, but God says he's a masterpiece. Don't let the world tell you otherwise. Yung value mo dictated by the world, no. God says you are his masterpiece. You are his masterpiece. You are his workmanship. Created for good works. Can you imagine? I had the privilege of traveling to the second biggest museum in the entire, art museum in the entire world, in St. Petersburg. The number one, the largest museum is found in Paris, diba? In the Louvre. The second largest is found in St. Petersburg. It's called the Hermitage. It's bigger than Mega Mall, okay? So many floors. It was a castle of the, and then they converted it into a museum. It housed a lot of great works of art. So when we were there, kita yung mga works ni Rembrandt, Cezanne, and all of the great masters. Pero, face to face, ang lapit. Okay? So, pwede mong lapitan na ganyan. Kaya nga nung nilalapitan ko yung Rembrandt, yung Night Watch, yung sa cross. Because Rembrandt is a Renaissance. Lahat ng mga portrait niya is about Bible topics. Bible, grabe. When we were there, sinabi ng guard sa akin, lumapit. Kasi ganyan yung painting. Sabi niya, nyet. I mean, which means no in Russian. Sabi ko, layo daw ako, baka mabugahan ko yung painting. If you go to the Louvre, where it houses one of the most famous paintings, di ba? Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa. Or ito, si David. The sculpture of David. Okay? Mona Lisa, ang layo. Siguro ganun kalayo. Hindi ka makakalapit at ang haba ng pila. When you go to the great works of art, Okay? It's meant to point to their creator, to the one who created it. It brings glory to their master. It brings glory to their creator. Right? Okay? Mona Lisa, the creator. Diba? Si Leonardo, at saka si Michelangelo. Diba? Yan yung mga, you imagine? Thousands of people will line up and pay to see those great works of art. Right? To appreciate. The world appreciates great works of art. And when they see it, they also appreciate the one who made it. Ganun rin daw tayo. We're God's masterpieces. And when we express a part of who God is, when we are selfless to others, when we are compassionate, even to those that we don't, the people, the world, or the society does not love, you know what? It points to our Master and to our Creator. It brings glory and honor. And that's what victory is all about. First and foremost is to honor Him. Honor God. So God is honored whenever you express this. Whenever you are very, very selfless. It's meant to glorify God. That's why I believe, I hope you don't stone me to death, but I believe there are 5 Gospels. Huh? 5 Gospels. Alam niyo ba yung first 4? Alam niyo? Tingnan natin kung yung mga especially nagli-leadership 1-1-3. Ano yung 4 Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And ano yung 5th Gospel? The 5th Gospel is Alfred. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Alfred. Yeah. No, not just Alfred, but the 5th Gospel is you. We are the 5th Gospel. Because when people supposedly looks at our lives, it would point to Christ. It would point them to Jesus Christ. Because the Gospels are meant to point people to Jesus Christ. That's what we are all about. We are His workmanship, created for good works. Can you imagine? We were, ang description sa atin in verses 1 to 3, we were wretched, we were, diba, sinful, disobedient. We were so far from being a masterpiece. We were so distorted because of sin. We were so stained and blotched and all of these things and destroyed and marred. And yet when God saw this piece of mud, He said, I see something special. I'm going to create my masterpiece in you. Whatever you have gone through, God sees something in you. Something special because you are His masterpiece. You see, the world may see only the deformities, especially in those that are underprivileged. They may see all the dirt, all the deformities, all the bad things. But God, Christ sees something else. We need to be the same. Sino dito mahilig sa gold? Gold. Ginto. Ayaw niyo mang ginto. Diamond yung mga babae. No? Diamond, mas gusto niyo. Oo daw. But do you know how they, when people mine for gold, diba, pag naghahanap sila ng gold sa mga minahan, they have to dig tons and tons of dirt. Right? Tatanggalin, magbubungkol sila maraming, okay? Dirt in order to get an ounce of gold. In order to get an ounce of gold. But you know what? The miners go into that place not looking for the dirt. They're looking for the gold. We need to do the same. Doesn't matter kung ano man ang nangyari. We're going to look for the gold because they, just like Jesus said, we are God's workmanship. I believe the underprivileged are also the same. That's what will compel us as well. They are the same thing. Just because they have not the same privileges and opportunities, it does not make them any less. But they are just the same, God's masterpiece. God's workmanship. And when we go in there, forget about all the dirt. Look for the gold inside of them. Look for the gold, because they are God's masterpiece. Let me tell you, that's what I appreciate when I came to church. As I've said, I got saved when I was in freshman in the university. And so, when they started to invite me to a service to church, I heard something na paulit-ulit. And I hope you still hear it whenever you go to church or in your victory groups. I began to say, you know what? You are special because you have a purpose in God. Because you have a destiny in God. In other words, someone sat me down, coming in there, broken. You know, my father just died. Namatay yung father ko when I was a freshman. I was 17 years old. So dream shattered, broken heart, a lot of things. When I came in, I did not have a purpose. I did not know what's going to happen. And my value was parang, I don't know if parang ano mangyayari, right? But when I came to church, someone sat me down and said, I see something special in you. I don't know what it is. But if you would walk with God, if you would turn your life over to Jesus Christ, He would begin to reveal that something special. That's why I'm standing here as that testimony, that testament, masterpiece. It's not because of me or who I am, it's because of what God did. That's why I want you to say to your seatmate, I see something special in you. I don't know what it is. But if you would go and walk with Christ, He will reveal it. He will unveil it. He will be the one to dig all the dirt out because He knows exactly the gold. He can already see it. And He will transform your life inside out. And that's what He wants to do, not only to us, but for those others, the other underprivileged. Selfless love to others. Because we experience it, He wants us to express it to others. And that's why, as I close this, as I wrap this up, you know, in victory, we express selfless love or being compassionate to others through our real life program. And through this, it gives us an opportunity to think less about ourselves and to express who God is through us. Offering our time, our talents, or, you know, even our finances. There's a lot of things happening out there. Lives being transformed so that they can be masterpieces for society. People who don't have, who cannot even dream anymore. Can you imagine? Libreng mangarap, pero because of the state of condition they are in, they have lost the ability to dream. Can you imagine that? Hopelessness. Dream shattered. But I believe through our real life program, it helps transform from dreamless. Dreams are reborn. Masterpieces are being unveiled. God is amazing and is giving us an opportunity to not only be His workmanship and to help make His workmanship, to be part of that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if, you know, if Leonardo da Vinci said, can you help me paint Mona Lisa? Or Michelangelo, can you help me make the sculpture of David? That's what God is offering us when we partake of being part of this ministry, helping make a masterpiece, co-laboring with Him for the work of His kingdom so that He can be glorified. Amen. And so, just to wrap up this preaching, selfless love for others comes from God, begins from God in Christ so that we can glorify and bring honor to Him. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You that once we were dead, You made us alive in Christ. It all begins with You. Wherever we were, we thank You that You said in Your word, but God, that You intervened where we were so that You can create masterpieces of us all. And right now, You want us to help make others a masterpiece. And so even right now, I pray for that grace, compassion, and love, and kindness towards others. The same thing that you showed us, may we express it to others. In Jesus' name, amen.